You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church, broadcasting live here from our ministry center in Austin, Texas. Happy Father's Day all to all of you fathers. Gene and I are so delighted to welcome you to Breakout Radio Church here at 8 a.m. Central Time, and of course, a replay of our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m., and then, of course, every day this week, we'll be replaying at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Well, Gene, it's Father's Day.
It is. I'd like to wish all of you fathers a happy Father's Day, and also to my husband a happy Father's Day. He's a wonderful husband, dad, and papa, and he's a wonderful spiritual father to many.
Oh,
so
thank you.
I just want to big blessings on him today and tell him I'm just so happy that he's my husband.
Thank you. That is so rewarding, Gene Gentry. And thank you for the wonderful Father's Day card that you gave me this morning. And one of those wonderful words you wrote about me. I'm delighted. I'm delighted to be the father of your children and the grandfather of your grandchildren. And I'm delighted to be a not only a biological father, but I'm also delighted to be a spiritual father today. So I just want to say happy Father's Day and thank you, Gene. And as we want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day out there. And it's going to be a wonderful service. I have a special Father's Day message that I'm going to preach today. And we have some praise and worship. We have a special song. It's just going to be a wonderful Father's Day. And of course,
it's going to be a great day today.
It's going to be a great day.
We just want to welcome our breakout family. We're so thankful for all of you.
Yeah, we're holding the names of our members here.
Yes.
In fact, I prayed for every member of our church this morning on our list today. I'm holding my hands right now. And we just have church members all across America and around the world. And, well, it's just a dream come true. We're
yes, it is. Breakout, we're blessed.
Breakout Radio Church is a church without walls.
Yes.
And people that may not have a pastor or church, we're delighted to be a pastor, a spiritual father. Even we even have pastors that are members of Breakout Radio Church because they need a pastor.
Yes.
And we've had we have a lot of experience. And this month, of course, particularly next Sunday, we're celebrating 52 years of preaching the gospel. 52 years ago this month.
Seems surreal, doesn't it?
It seems surreal.
We're not really that old, are we?
I don't feel that old, Gene.
I don't either.
52 years ago, I was called to preach on a Sunday night, the last Sunday night in June of 1966, and I came home. I said, Gene, God called me to preach tonight. What do you think about that? She said, will you go with me? Will you help me? And you said, I'll go where you go. Thank you for making good on that promise, that commitment. For the past 52 years, you've stood with me. I preached the gospel thousands and thousands of times, and you have sat and listened and prayed for me thousands and thousands and thousands of times, and I'm so thankful. And next week, we'll celebrate 52 years of preaching the gospel. And we've given our lives for the gospel.
Yes, we have. And God has been so faithful.
God has been faithful. He's a very good God.
Yes,
and
he is.
I'm so grateful. I know that Father's Day, that some of you may have mixed emotions about Father's Day, so I'm going to be praying special prayers for different groups of people. But right now we're going to pray. Father, Gene and I set ourselves in agreement as we hold the names of our church members in our hands. We bless them right now in Jesus' name. Gene and I both are holding your names in our hands. We bless you.
Yes.
And our church membership is represented in 40 states and nations of the world. We bless each of you in the name of Jesus and ask God to bless you and give you a wonderful day. And whatever your emotions are about Father's Day, we'll be addressing that. We bless you. We pray the will of God be done in the church service today here at Breakout Radio Church as we broadcast from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. But our we're a house of prayer for all nations, and we're going into all the world and ministering the gospel today as this broadcast is heard across America and around the world. Lord, your will be done. Holy Ghost, come and anoint, we pray.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're delighted to have Brian and Christian Ming as our praise and worship leaders. They're going to lead us in praise and worship and as we get started today. So let's lift up holy hands to Holy God and let's worship him today. Can we? Brian and Christian Ming, y'all come.
Trials I face day in day out. I worship.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're great. You are so great. You're so great. We worship you today. Would you honor and magnify and glorify his name today? Lord, we bless you and honor you. Hallelujah. 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 You are such a great God. There is no God like our God. There's no God like my God. Lord, I bless you today and honor you today. You're such a great God. Awesome God. Jehovah God, I'm so thankful that you are my Father. Happy Father's Day, God. Happy Father's Day, Jehovah God. Hallelujah. And I worship your Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come magnify the Lord with me, church. Let us exalt his name together. Lord, we bless you and honor you and magnify you today. You're such a good God. Love you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you this morning, Jesus. I love you this morning, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I bless your name and honor your name. Oh, Lord, your will be done in each of our lives today. We pray thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in our lives today. God, I know you have a special plan for each of us. And on this Father's Day 2018, we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son, Jesus, to die that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Thank you, Lord. Love you today. Honor you today and bless your holy name today. So thankful that we can be in church today. Lord, I'm thankful today that we have people that are joining us across America and around the world here at Breakout Radio Church. Thank you, Lord, for these past 2 years of having Breakout Radio Church. Thank you for our wonderful members. I thank you, Lord, for those that may be visiting Breakout Radio Church today. In Jesus' name, I bless them right now. In the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Before we continue to worship him, I want to give you an opportunity to give your tithes and your contributions today. So thankful for our members who are faithful to give. And this is how this ministry is supported, by the tithes and contributions of our faithful church members. And I want to read today, before we give you an opportunity to give, I want to read today from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And I love the Living Bible translation. Here's what it says. But remember this. If you give little, you will get little. A farmer who plants just a few seeds will get only a small crop. But if he plants much, he will reap much. Everyone must make up his own mind as how much he should give. Don't force anyone to give more than he really wants to, for cheerful givers are the ones God prizes. God is able to make it up to you by giving you everything you need, and more so, there will not only be enough for your own needs, but plenty left over to give joyfully to others. It is, as the scripture says, the godly man gives generously to the poor. His good deeds will be an honor to him forever. For God, who gives seed to the farmer to plant and later on good crops to harvest and eat, will give you more and more seed to plant and will make it grow so much that you can give away more and more fruit from your harvest. Yes, God will give you so much that you will give away much, and when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will break out into thanksgiving and praise to God for your help. So two things happen as a result of your gifts. Those in need are helped, and they overflow with thanks to God. Those you help will be glad not only because of your generous gifts to themselves and to others, but they will praise God for this proof that your deeds are as good as your doctrine. And they will pray for you with deep fervor and feeling because of the wonderful grace of God shown through you. So we're thankful for the opportunity to give today. Gene and I, all of these years, of course, have given the first 10% plus to the kingdom of God, sometimes 20%, sometimes 30%. But we have learned that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And the Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, prove me if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing. So we've proven God these past 57 years of marriage, And these, of course, these past 52 years of preaching the gospel, and we've never lacked. We've always been able to pay our house payment, our car payment. We've been blessed. And this ministry, of course, supports a lot of different ministries in different nations of the world. We, Breakout Radio Church, Breakout Ministries, we are givers, Dale and Gene Gentry. So I want to give you an opportunity to give. And you can go to the donate button and click on the donate button at bpnradio.com. At bpnradio.com, you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. And if you're listening, of course, by TuneIn Radio, just go to bpnradio.com. There's a donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. If you're making a check out, you can make the check payable to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. I want to pray for those of you that are giving today. I want to bless you right now and ask God to bless you in Jesus' name. Father, Gene and I just reach out our hands to those who are giving their tithes and contributions and donations today, faithful givers to Breakout Radio Church. I bless them right now as they give. I ask that you bless them abundantly, bountifully, in Jesus' name. Supply all of their need. Lord, it's not a one-time deal or a two-time deal. It's a lifestyle. And I just pray right now in Jesus' name that you'll bless the people as they give today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Brian and Christian Ming are going to lead us in one more song of worship, and then I'm going to preach a message that God has laid upon my heart. Let's worship Him today with Brian and Christian Ming.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test my anxious thoughts. Cleanse me from my evil ways, and make my heart like yours. Cause I am yours and yours alone. I am yours and yours alone. I am yours and yours alone. Cleanse my heart and make.
sing. I am yours and yours alone. I am yours and yours alone. I am yours and yours alone. Cleanse my heart and make
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm yours and yours alone, Lord. I worship you today. Search us, O God. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And Lord, I pray if there's anybody here that's attending Breakout Radio Church today that does not know you as their personal Savior and Lord, we want to give them an opportunity to accept Jesus. If you don't know the Lord, or maybe you're far away from God, or maybe you just don't have the assurance of your salvation, I want you to say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you said that prayer and you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and you can click on the Breakout Radio Church, and there's a membership link there you can fill out and to become a member of Breakout Radio Church. I want to minister today from the book of Malachi, chapter number 4, the last book in the Old Testament and the last verses in the Old Testament before the 400 years of silence. Malachi chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. Here's what it says. I'm sending Elijah, the prophet, to clear the way for the big day of God. He will convince parents to look after their children and children to look up to their parents. He said, if they refuse, I'll come put the curse under a land. What is God concerned about today? He's concerned that fathers train their children, bless their children, and he is concerned about children looking up to their parents, honoring their fathers and mothers. And so the Old Testament ends with this saying, with these scriptures. I'm clearing the way for the big day of God. And that is what is the big day of God? The communion of fathers and children. Children looking up to their fathers and fathers training their children, loving their children, disciplining their children in the way they should go. You know, it's no doubt we're having, it's very evident that we're having a crisis in America because of a fatherless generation. So many today who don't have a biological father or a spiritual father in their lives. And so I'm going to talk today about biological fathers, and I'm going to talk about spiritual fathers. First of all, but the question is, where have all the fathers gone? Where have all the biological fathers gone? And I believe today here in America that we are witnessing a pandemic right before our very eyes. And if I was Satan and wanted to destroy this nation, I would do exactly what Satan is doing now. He's targeting the fathers. Do you realize that 41% of children today being born out of wedlock without a father in the home? 41% of children in America today are being born out of wedlock without a father in the home. And society is calling this the new normal. No, it's not normal. 15 million families in America without a father in the home. That's 15 million families without a father in the home. One out of three children in America today have no father in the home. Many of these children have never known their father. They don't even know their father's name. And, you know, one of the sad situations I had when I went to minister to at the funeral of one of my spiritual sons, who's a very famous boxer and world champion. He didn't even know who his dad was until he was 21 years old. He didn't even bear his father's name. I see so many athletes, particularly athletes on television like this, and they're being drafted or they're being interviewed, and they're there with their mother or their grandmother present, but no sign of their father. Where is their father? Do they know who their father is? Is their father in prison? What about their dad? You know, I thank God for mothers and grandmothers. And, you know, the Bible talks about Timothy talking about his mother and grandmother. But thank God for mothers and grandmothers, but there is a need for biological fathers who will love their children, affirm their children, spend time with their children, not just when they're growing up, but even when they're grown. And, you know, my son is a basketball coach, and Gene and I, all of these years, he's been a basketball coach for like 25 years. He wanted to watch us when he played in middle school and junior high and high school. He wanted us to watch him play, but, you know, more so now that he's a coach, he still wants us to attend his game, attend his activities. And children need the affirmation and attention of their fathers. So we need fathers who will train their children, discipline their children, support them, love them, hug them, kiss them, affirm them, and make decisions for the family. Train them in the way the Bible said, train up a child in the way they should go. One translation says, train them in the way they must go. I'm thankful today for my father. I call him the original O.C. Gentry. He was a wonderful man of God. And when I was growing up, he was praying for me, encouraging me, calling my name in prayer, telling me that one day I would be a worldwide preacher. You know, my dad only pastored small churches, never pastored a church of over 100 people, but he made an impact on my life. And I'm blessed today because my dad blessed me, because I believe that the blessing comes from the Father, the biological father and the spiritual father. And Gina and I were talking this morning about fond memories. And, you know, she was talking about she grew up in the home of an alcoholic. And later he accepted Jesus. But, you know, she doesn't have fond memories of growing up and having the affirmation of the father, although those times that he did show love to her. But, you know, when I think about my dad, you know, I don't have fond memories of when I was playing ball or school activities. I can't even remember my dad ever attending one of my ball games. I could be bitter about that, but I don't have fond memories of him attending a ball game or a school activity. But I do have fond memories of how he prayed for me and taught me and showed me how to trust God in many different ways. He showed me how that you can go into a place that you don't know anyone and start a church. When I was only 5 or 6 years old, my dad and mom and sister, we moved to Comanche, Oklahoma, and dad started a church there when I was a little boy. And he started just by having services in the living room of our home. He trusted God. He prayed. He built a church. He got out and raised money from local business people because we didn't have anybody in our church that hardly had any money. He was able to build a cement block church building that is still in existence today. He taught me how to trust God. He taught me how to be very tenacious. I remember when I was a junior in high school, my dad applied for a church, and the Assemblies of God, that's the way you did it. You put in your name, and you sent your resume, and so they called my dad and mom to come and try out for a little church near Apache, Oklahoma, Stecker, Oklahoma, Stecker Assembly of God, a little town of about 200 people. My mom was not able to go that Sunday because my grandpa got sick and she felt she needed to take care of him. So my dad and I drove to Stecker, Oklahoma on a Sunday morning, and my dad told me on the way, son, I'm gonna pastor this church. We're gonna move to Stecker, Oklahoma. I'm gonna be the pastor of this church. And the Lord has already spoke to me. And so my dad preached on Sunday morning, Sunday night. My mom was not there. I sang and played the guitar. And after the service, they had a church vote. My dad and I went out and waited in the car on a Sunday night. And I remember the sun had gone down, even though it was a June night. The sun had gone down, and we were waiting out. It was dark outside, just a little light on the porch of the church, just a small church in a little country town. And they came out, and I remember there was about four or five deacons. One of them was a woman, and she was the spokesperson, and she told us what the vote was. And in those days, you had to have 2/3, 66% of the vote to become the pastor of the church, at least for 1 year. And so when the lady made the announcement, she said, "Brother Gentry, here's the vote. Here's how many votes you got." And immediately I knew that my dad did not have enough votes to become the pastor of the church. We didn't get the church. But my dad said suddenly, "We'll take it. We'll take it." And they looked at each other. And finally the lady said, she was quite surprised. She said, "Well, okay." So my dad, even though he didn't have enough votes to take it, he said, "I'll take it." And all the way home, I was thinking, "Dad, we didn't get enough votes to be the pastor of the church." And my mom was not even there. And he said, "We'll take it," without the church even seeing who the pastor's wife was. It was the strangest thing. But my dad had a word, and he was tenacious. And he said, "I'll take it," even though he didn't have enough votes. And he taught me in life that even though there was opposition, there was opposition to the circumstances or the situations in my life, to go ahead and take it anyhow. Because the Bible said, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." My dad took that church by force. I never did tell my dad, "Dad, you didn't legally get this church, you just took it." But he showed me the tenacity of believing God. So my mom and dad and I, we moved our stuff, our furniture, our belongings, into the little parsonage there, not far from the church, the Assembly of God Church in Stecker, Texas, in Stecker, Oklahoma. And my dad became the pastor of that church, because he was tenacious. So he taught me tenacity when I was growing up, how to be tenacious, how to believe God for extraordinary things in life. And so the original OC was a man that taught me the ways of God. And he disciplined me. When I needed discipline, he took his belt off and gave me what I call a whipping. They would call it child abuse in these days, but the Bible talks about corporal punishment, and he never hesitated to do that. And he taught me to go to church. It was never discussion. We were going to go to church. He affirmed me, told me that I could go anywhere and do anything. In fact, he introduced me after I was called to preach as a worldwide preacher. And so as I was growing up, I was taught not only to obey my parents, but to honor my father and mother. The Bible says, "Honor your father and mother, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." I never saw my wife, Jean, dishonor her father, even though he was not a Christian until his latter years. She always honored her father. And so I was taught to honor my father and my mother. My dad would not permit me to talk back to my mom. My dad showed me the way that he was a man was to love his wife. And so I honor my biological father, O.C. Gentry. I made sure, Gene and I made sure, that he was taken care of until the day that he died. We sent money to my sister, my brother-in-law, where my dad stayed for several years. We sent money every month. I went to see my dad, taking long trips to bless him and love him and check on him, because I knew from early on that the blessings came from the Father. He said, "Honor your father, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." Even if your father has not been an example, even though he may have abused you or done you wrong, there's still honor that comes to the father, your biological father. And then along about 1990, the Holy Spirit began to teach me about spiritual fathers. I was in service one day in West Columbia, Texas, in South Texas. I was about to minister at the Christian Center now known as the Gulf Coast Christian Center in West Columbia, Texas. And the man up there speaking behind the podium was B.B. Hankins, and I was ministering there. And the Holy Spirit was like he took a needle and thread, and he sewed my heart together with B.B. Hankins. I cried so hard I could hardly stop. I wept and wept because I knew that I not only had a biological father, but I also had a spiritual father. And the Lord began to teach me about spiritual fathers. I'd not been taught about spiritual fathers. You know, the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, "For though you may have 10,000 instructors in Christ, there are not many fathers." One translation says, "Even though there are 10,000 boy leaders, there are not many fathers." And he's speaking there of spiritual fathers. He said, the New Living Translation says, "For even if you had 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, you only have one spiritual father. For even if you had 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, you only have one spiritual father." And so the Lord began to tell me that B.B. Hankins was my spiritual father. I began to learn. I began to recognize him as my spiritual father. I began to honor him as my spiritual father. As well as my biological father, O.C. Gentry, I was honoring my spiritual father, B.B. Hankins. I began to realize that I needed a spiritual father as well. And so I know today that we are living in a nation, a fatherless society. It's a problem where people do not have the love or a biological father, and they do not have a spiritual father who will bless them. Because I've learned long ago that the blessing comes from the father, from the biological father and the spiritual father. And you fathers need to be blessing your children. You need to be laying hands on your children. And you spiritual fathers need to be blessing your spiritual sons and daughters, laying hands on them and blessing them, praying for the blessing. And so I learned early on that the blessing came from my dad. My dad would lay hands on me and bless me. And my spiritual father, B.B. Hankins, they would lay hands on me and bless me. You know, Timothy learned this from his spiritual father, Paul. He had a biological mother and grandmother, but there's no mention of him having which I know he had a biological father, but he did not have the influence of a biological father. So Paul, the Apostle Paul, took Timothy under his wing and became a spiritual father to him, blessing him until Timothy, Bible history talks about him pastoring a very large congregation there in Jerusalem. And many, several chapters in the Bible bearing Timothy's name. Actually, two books of the Bible bearing Timothy's name, Paul writing special instructions to his spiritual son, his true son, Timothy. And so Timothy learned that he needed the blessings of his spiritual father, the spiritual father laying hands on him and imparting to him the blessings of the father that were so very, very important. And throughout the Bible, we talk about men needing the blessings of the father. You know, Esau crying out to his father, Jacob. Jacob crying out to his son, Esau. And this is just an amazing account. I'm looking, and it's found, of course, in the book of Genesis. It says, "One day in Isaac's old age, when he was almost blind, he called for Esau, his oldest son." And we know that Jacob went in his stead and got the blessing. And finally, Esau came into Isaac, and Jacob said, "It's Esau." He said, "Is this your son?" He said, "Yes, it's your son." And he said, "I've already given the blessing away." And Esau cries out, "My father, where is my blessing? Where is my blessing?" And he begins to sob with deep and bitter sobs and then he ends up saying, "Oh, my father, bless me too." It's so important to have the blessing of the father. And I'm going to speak a blessing today from a spiritual father in just a few moments. And how do we get the blessings of the Father? We bless the Father. We serve the Father. We bless them spiritually. We bless them financially. We honor them. And you know, we call for the blessing. Even though Gene and I don't have a biological father, a spiritual father left, we have a pastor, and we honor him. And not just a few weeks ago, we had Pastor Bob Nichols to lay his hands on us and bless us and impart to us his anointing. So there's so many people walking around today that don't have the blessings of the Father. They've had a father who's told them all they've done wrong, but there are not many fathers who take the time and effort to help their sons and daughters grow up. But we need that father in the home, that spiritual father, because a family without a father suffers financially, socially, psychologically, spiritually. And so so many sons and daughters need the father, the godly father, the spiritual father, because that father walks through the wilderness, floods, storms, tornadoes, fires, loneliness, sleepless nights, endures sickness and disease, misunderstandings, persecution, so that they can leave an inheritance not only to their children, their biological children, but their spiritual sons and daughters as well, digging out a well of blessing that they can drink from. And so my desire today is to be a good spiritual dad and a good biological dad, to leave an inheritance for my biological children and my spiritual sons and daughters, because those that don't have a father or a spiritual father have no name, no heritage, no inheritance. They may have many brothers and friends, but they don't have a father. They say they have a father, but it's a name only. And so that's why so many people sometimes go from church to church, because they don't have a true spiritual father. So today, God wants you to honor your biological father, regardless of what they've done, regardless if they've abandoned you, regardless of what's happened, and honor your spiritual father today, because the blessing is coming from the Father. Jesus went into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days and 40 nights with the affirmation, the blessings of the Father, God the Father looking upon his Son, saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. I'm well pleased." And so today, I just know that God desires to you have a father in your life, and to honor that father. And even if your father does not know the Lord, to pray for your father. And if you don't have a father, God wants to give you a spiritual father who will bless you, who will instruct you, and who will honor you and encourage you and help you get to where you desire to be. And I believe that I am a preacher of the gospel. I am where I am today because of my biological father, O.C. Gentry, and my spiritual father, B.B. Hankins, and the other father figures that have blessed my life. And I just say, with Elisha, when he said to his spiritual father, Elijah, when he went up in a whirlwind, Elisha said, "My father, my father." We need fathers in this land. And I was, you know, my biological father and my spiritual father both went to heaven within a few months of each other. And I woke up one morning and realized for the very first time in my life that I was without a biological father and a spiritual father. And I was so sad for a little while. And I said, "God, my biological father is gone. My spiritual father is gone." For the first time in my life, I did not have a father. But the Holy Spirit said to me, "Son, you go and you be a father." And so that's what I've tried to do over these past several years, is to be a father figure, a spiritual father to so many, many people. And I desire to bless you, because I know the blessing comes from the Father. Tomorrow on bpnradio.com on Monday, I'm going to devote my broadcast to personally praying over people that call in to 979, or call in line 979-596-0195. And I'm going to be calling 10 to 11:30 tomorrow. I'm going to be people that want the Father's blessing. I desire the Father's blessing. People that want the Father's blessing, they're going to call in. I'm going to bless them. But those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church today, I'm going to bless you right now in Jesus' name. Father, I just reach out my hand in Jesus' name, and I bless those today. I bless those today that are attending Breakout Radio Church. They may even be visiting Breakout Radio Church, but I bless them. I give them the Father's blessing. I ask that you bless them, encourage them, know that there is only one life to live or give, but you have given us life, abundant life, that we may live for you and serve you and work for you. And I just challenge all of my spiritual sons and daughters that are attending Breakout Radio Church today. I bless them in the name of the Lord. And God, I ask that you bless them in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I pray today here at Breakout Radio Church for those that may have a biological father, but they're not with them today. And maybe their relationship is estranged. Maybe they have not had a good relationship with their dad. Maybe they've been abused. Maybe their dad has abandoned them. And I pray for them today. I pray they'll walk in love and forgiveness toward their dad. And even if they don't receive a call from their dad, then maybe they can send a message to the dad, a phone call or an email or a text message. I pray for those that have been abused by their father, oh God, that they will walk in love and forgiveness today in Jesus' name. I pray for those that don't have they don't know where their father is. They've not heard from their father in so long. And I pray for them today. I pray, Lord, that they will be able to contact their father, or they will have a man in their life that will be a spiritual father for them, that will bless them and love them, and they can call and talk to and one that will affirm them. I pray this prayer today, and I know that there's different emotions that we can have on Father's Day, because sometimes when you say Father's Day, some people are so happy that they have a wonderful father, and they've already sent them a card, or maybe taken them out for a meal, already taken them out for a meal, or getting ready to go for a meal with their dad, and they're honoring their dad, and so that is a happy feeling. There are those that are angry. They have feelings of anger and bitterness because their father did not love them or affirm them or take time out for them. And they were too busy maybe making money. Maybe they provided a home, finances, money, but they never provided love or affirmation. And there are those that are angry today. They're resentful because they see other people that have a father that loves them and cares for them, and they're spending time on Father's Day, but they're angry and bitter because they don't have a happy time with their father, and they have these feelings, these emotions of anger or bitterness. I pray for them today in Jesus' name. And there's another group of people that loved your dad, but your dad is gone. Gone to heaven. One day you'll see your dad again, but right now you're without your father, and other people have their father to share, but you don't have that father today. I pray for you, and I pray for you. I have a spiritual son. His name is Jim Wagey. His dad went to heaven several years ago, and he wrote a song. I'm going to have a young lady to come and sing the song today, and it's going to be a song for those of you that really don't have the heart to say goodbye. You've had to say goodbye. And a young lady by the name of Heather Autry is going to sing it. Song written by my spiritual son, Jim Wagey. It's dedicated to all of you that have lost your dad, and he's not with you today. And I just pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit will be upon you as Heather comes to sing this song.
Show me all the places until I see you there.
That's a wonderful song. Thank you very much, Heather, and thank you, my spiritual son, Jim Wagee, for writing that wonderful song. And he wrote it right after his dad passed away, a godly man who was one of the pioneers of the McDonald's stores. I went to with Jim Wagee to the cemetery, his dad's grave, one time, and just saw the grief that was in Jim Wagee's eyes, the loss of his father. I pray for those of you who have whose father or spiritual father has gone on to heaven. I remember my dad was, he went to heaven. I love my dad. He went to heaven when he was 92 years old. And when I went to the funeral home and I went by myself into the room and saw his body laying there, and I wept. I wept like a baby. And the grief that was in my heart, the departure of my dad, and I thought, well, you know, the grief won't be too much. He's 92 years old, but it was. I still miss my dad. And then when my spiritual dad, B.B. Hankins, went to heaven, I remember going to his casket and falling on the floor, weeping and crying because of the departure of my spiritual dad, B.B. Hankins. And I'm so thankful for these men. I'm thankful for Bob Nichols, a man who's been my pastor for many years, and Gene and I are members of a local church in Austin, Texas, where Bill Hart is our local pastor there. We honor him today. Why don't you honor your father, your spiritual father, and your pastor today? Many of you, your pastor is a spiritual father in your life. So I pray for you right now, those of you that are going through that grief or that heartache or that sorrow today of missing your dad. In Jesus' name, I bless you right now and ask God to bless you in the name of the Lord, comfort you. And I'm so thankful for my son who gave me a little card to put in my Bible. He said, Dad, thanks for the love you've shown, the words of encouragement I've known. Thanks for showing that you care, that you're always willing to share. Thanks for being my dad. God bless you and keep you this Father's Day, and always love your son, Rick. I keep this in my Bible. It's a treasure to have my son that would love and appreciate his dad. And thank you for coming to Breakout Radio Church today. And don't forget, we have on bpnradio.com today, we have Bill Hart is on preaching, Tony Miller preaches, Lawrence Neeson preaches, James Parker preaches. I don't know who all is preaching today, but on bpnradio.com we have preaching today. Gene, it's been a wonderful day. Been a wonderful Father's Day. Thank you for all of your support, supporting me, the father of your children, and the grandfather of your grandchildren, and also our spiritual sons and daughters out there. What a blessing.
Yes, and again, happy birthday to all of you that are listening today and part of Breakout Radio Church. And again, happy birthday to my wonderful husband, who
Father's Day.
I mean, sorry about that. Happy Father's Day to Father's my wonderful Day. Husband.
Yeah, you can say happy birthday anytime, but thank you, brother. Happy Father's Day. Yes. It's been a great day. We're thankful for our members of Breakout Radio Church,
are.
Aren't we?
Very thankful and grateful.
We're grateful for all of you. What a blessing you are. I trust you'll have a wonderful day with your father, or remembering your father or your spiritual father. And it's been a great day. Next week, we're going to celebrate our 52nd anniversary of preaching the gospel.
Yes, we are.
What a joy it is to be leaders of Breakout Radio Church. If you want to be a member, go to bpnradio.com and click on Breakout Radio Church as a membership link. And if you're a member of a local church, support your local church and your pastor.
Yes.
Absolutely. God bless you. We bless you.
Yes,
have a wonderful day.
Have a blessed day. We love you.
Yes, we do.